It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian claim Drake has threatened to hurt their family, and they're warning Drake that if anything happens, there will be hell to pay. Kanye claimed Drake called him on the phone last week and threatened physical harm. Kanye tweeted, "You threaten the safety of me and my family. Never threaten North Saint and Chicago's dad, bro." Kim even went after Drake and tweeted, "Drake, never threaten my family or husband. Kanye paved the way for there to be a Drake. My husband is the most brilliant person, the most genius person that I know. He's broken so many boundaries, everything from music, stage design, fashion, and culture, and will do everything to change the world." Kanye then issued a warning saying, "So Drake, if anything happens to me or anyone from my family, you are the first suspect, so cut the tough talk." Kanye said Drake is running around like he's Tupac, with no regard for human life or Kanye's family, and acting like he's a hardcore gangster. Despite being mad, Kanye tweeted, "I'm yay, bro. Remember that I love you and I would never intentionally hurt you. That's what I've been saying to you. You would be so sad if anything ever happened to me. I'm up for talking. We need to show all these fans that black men can talk without someone ending up dead or in jail." Drake hasn't said much publicly, only posting some emojis on Instagram, showing some like crying and laughing faces. Kanye went after Ariana Grande on Twitter too, because she made fun of his war with Drake, and she kind of did. She basically just said, like, "Grown men arguing online," and talked about how it was taking attention away from her new single. She probably shouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, just
but
be quiet.
Kanye fired back and said to Ariana, "I know that you said this to be cool and didn't mean no harm," but it still kind of felt like she was shading him. Ariana ended up replying to Kanye on Twitter saying, "With all due respect, I don't need to use anyone to promote anything, period." She said it was just a joke comparing men and women, but did apologize for being insensitive and sent her well wishes to him. Andy Mack actor Stoney Westmoreland was arrested for trying to have sex with a 13-year-old. Westmoreland was busted in Salt Lake City, Utah, the same city he films the Disney Channel sitcom in, after he contacted the person that he believed was only 13 years old through an app. He sent the teen some dirty pictures and wanted them to send him nude photos. Westmoreland was taken into custody as he was on his way to meet the teen at a hotel. Disney immediately fired him after the arrest.
It's so creepy. I mean, I know you always are pointing out like how there's giant pedophiles rings and stuff.
I'm telling you.
But it's like the Disney Channel, it's supposed to be sweet and innocent, but they're ruining everything.
It's like weird. It's not like I want to be known for being the person on the radio that like constantly talks about it, but also I kind of do, because nobody does want to talk about this, and I'm always trying to point it out because it's just so sick to me.
Well, what are we going to call you? Because obviously like pedophile Alex won't work. So,
yeah,
like,
that's not going to work.
What if we call you like pedophile Patty or something?
No, pedo princess.
No, don't say that.
Stop it. Okay. Terrible idea.
I just like to bring attention to it, because people, you know, they just like, they want to pretend like this stuff doesn't happen, and I get why, because it's terrible, but if we keep pretending that it doesn't happen, then we're never going to solve this problem and we're never going to catch these people. And on a really good note, Blake Shelton was talking to the Today Show and he paid Gwen Stefani one of the highest compliments ever. This is just so sweet. They're total goals.
Gwen and I aren't just dating, you know. This is something that I feel like is meant to be. I've learned more from Gwen Stefani as a human being and how to grow as a human being than I have from anybody ever in my life. Anybody.
Oh, can we all just get ourselves Blake Shelton, please, and thank you?
Yeah, that's awesome stuff right there.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.